Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Lobshaw, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios right here at Winter Park. You guys had some more questions over the weekend. We have some answers, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Steve in Duluth. Assuming AP will have another 1,000-yard season, who are some of the backs he could pass on the all-time list? Well, another 1,000-yard season from Adrian Peterson would get him right around Tony Dorsett for eighth on the all-time list. 1,065 yards, and Adrian will surpass Tony Dorsett. If Adrian can get to around 1,600 yards rushing this season, he will surpass Eric Dickerson for seventh. So a long way to go there and a lot of work to be done for Adrian this season. But if he can have a little bit of an above-average season, Adrian is going to creep closer and closer into the top five rushing list of all time. What's right in front of him? Well, he's 20 yards from surpassing Fred Taylor. A 500-yard season will get him right around Frank Gore, Thurman Thomas, and Franco Harris. So lots of great running backs ahead of Adrian Peterson on the list. Hopefully, he can start mowing some of them down. Our next question comes from Adam. What do you think the projections are for the defense's success this year? Well, the Vikings defense is coming off a banner season in 2015. Mike Zimmer had those guys going in the right direction. The Vikings were fifth in scoring defense a year ago. They were fifth in third down defense, and they were fourth in red zone defense. But where can they improve? Well, one area where they can improve is their effort against the run. The Vikings were 17th in rushing yards per game allowed and 21st in rushing yards per carry. Now, if the Vikings can improve there, that will help their ability to force some three and outs where they were just 16th in the NFL a year ago. And if they can improve there, it will help them in another area, creating turnovers, where the Vikings were 19th a year ago. So a very good season for the Vikings in 2015, but here we've laid out some areas where they can get even better. The next question comes from Jeremiah. What are now the most and least competitive positions on the roster? Well, I don't think there are any least competitive positions on this roster. Mike Zimmer loves to foster competition in every area. Now, guys like Teddy Bridgewater, Adrian Peterson, Harrison Smith, Everson Griffin, those guys are pretty solidified in their starting positions. But if they take their foot off the gas, Mike Zimmer will let them have it. As for the most competitive positions on the roster, running back is very deep with Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata. Behind Adrian, you have to love what the Vikings have done at linebacker. That's a very deep position group. After the starters, Barr, Kendricks, and Greenway, you've got Emmanuel Lemur. You've got Kentrell Brothers. Lots of other guys added to that position group. Audie Cole coming back from injury, and you have to like the competition at cornerback as well. Last year's first-round pick, Trey Waynes. This year's second-round pick, Mackenzie Alexander. They're behind the three returning corners who played the most last year, Terrence Newman, Xavier Rhodes, and Captain Munnerlyn. So the competition is fierce at cornerback as well. Our next question comes from Cody. With the additions to the offensive line and talented depth at wide receiver and tight end, do you think the Vikings will mix in more five receiver patterns this season? Well, five wide receiver sets are not the norm for a Norv Turner offense or for this Vikings team, and I don't think that will become the norm. Certainly you might see Norv mix that in from time to time, but the Vikings have the best running back in the NFL. They have an offensive line that they believe can be physical, so you're going to see a balanced attack on offense and not too many five wide receiver formations. Our next question comes from Samantha. With Laquon Treadwell and Stephon Diggs, how well do you think our offense will improve in the passing game, especially with Teddy Bridgewater's help? Well, I do think the passing game stands to improve in 2016. Laquon Treadwell, Stephon Diggs, Teddy Bridgewater are going to be a big part of it. But one reason I really like the offense's ability to be better in the passing game this season is the offensive line. The Vikings have added Alex Boone. Matt Khalil is healthy. There is great competition on the right side of the offensive line at both guard and tackle, and a healthy John Sullivan is a big deal for that group as well. So I love the way the offensive line is going, especially with new position coach Tony Sperano. If the guys up front can play better, the passing game should take off. Our last piece of mail comes from Sandy. I just want to say, if the Vikings want to win, their focus cannot be on one person or one position. They must have a total team effort. Everybody must carry their own weight. Well, I think that's well said, Sandy. The Vikings of last year were a great illustration of that. Some games, the offense was not clicking on all cylinders, so Mike Zimmer's defense stepped up big time to the challenge. Other games, the offense had to step up to the plate. You think about that game at Soldier Field where the offense had to score twice in the final minutes to win the game. They really stepped up. The Vikings fell behind in Detroit last year by a couple of possessions, and the offense helped them come back from that as well. So complimentary football is what it's all about. Mike Zimmer's team, including the special teams group, did a great job of that last year. Hopefully more of that is to come in 2016. Speaking of more to come, more OTAs are to come, and Vikings.com is your source for the best coverage of Vikings OTAs. So we hope that you stay tuned for more coverage, including player wires. We had Alex Boone and Jerick McKinnon last week. This week, we're going to have Laquon Treadwell. So make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for that cool access that you can get no place else. And be sure to stay tuned to Vikings.com next week because we'll be back with another edition of Pick 6. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.